thunder, 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 thunder. Oh!
What are you looking at, nerd? Huh?
Thunder nerds,
thunder nerds,
thunder nerds.
Get those nerds!
Hey, welcome to Thunder Nerds. I'm Brian Anton.
I'm Frederick Philip Von Weiss, and thank you for consuming the Thunder Nerds, a conversation with the people behind the technology that love what they do.
And do tech good.
Brian, where are we?
We're in Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida?
What? For the UX Dev Summit.
Wow.
All day we're going to be here, and this is a 8-day, 10-day conference?
27 days. This is a 5-day summit, bunch of workshop, all the days of the week, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, I guess. I don't know. And on today, Friday, speakers and presentations. And speaking of which speakers, you might have a little bit of deja vu because we just talked to this gentleman a few weeks ago. We have Bernard Painter.
Hey, man. How's
it going? Good to be here. Good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you on, man. Did I say Bernard? Burnham.
You did, but that's okay.
Burnham Painter. Excuse me, everybody.
You can call me Bernard.
Yeah,
Bernard. I've been watching a lot of Westworld, so it's fine.
Oh, man. I think that's probably why Bernard. I had it on my mind, too.
Yeah.
That second season has been so good. I'm not really, really sure where they are, and, like, I love the whole idea of all the different worlds.
Yeah.
Do they actually introduce the other worlds?
Yeah.
The Greek and the medieval one from the original movie.
They're slowly moving things in.
Now I gotta watch it. The first season was so boring.
Well, I think the first season was I wouldn't say it was boring, but it was boring. It's very necessary for you to get the context of what's going on and setting the stage for not only those characters but the plethora of other characters that are going to be announced.
Speaking of setting the stage.
Oh, this guy and a stage.
So
have you already spoken?
I did. I am done and I can now take a nap.
Nice. How'd it go?
Good.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, great to hear.
Yeah.
Well, did you talk about this stuff?
This is different from what you spoke about.
So this is a non-technical talk focusing on the titles, Projects Are Easy, People Are Hard.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to help people understand that the reason that most projects fail isn't because the project's hard or because the technology was difficult or because the thing that you're trying to solve was a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of the people. Like the people are typically the only thing to make projects go poorly or to fail completely. And the failures typically happen through lack of communication, assumptions that are just rampant within the project. And you have some bad actors sometimes on those teams that make the work hard.
Yeah, exactly. Do you mind going through like some of these things? I thought it was interesting. Like some of these touch on some of the soft skills, like overcoming different communication styles. Like that's such a big thing that we all kind of go through all the time. Like not even things like as far as some people are extroverted and introverted, and that's just the way that they recharge. But also, the way those kinds of people communicate so differently.
Yeah. There's a mix of folks, and then the talk kind of goes into some backgrounds in human psychology. So we talk about Frederick Taylor, who kind of created this idea of scientific management.
Hmm.
He was kind of a jerk on his approach. This is during the Industrial Revolution.
Okay.
Where his idea is that in order for folks to do this trivial work, you have to have a reward system. You have to incentivize them to do the work.
Mm.
And then if they don't do the work or don't do good work, then you have to have a punishment system.
Did he do either? You said he was kind of a jerk, so I'm curious.
Well, the whole concept is you give people things in the expectation that they're going to use as incentives to motivate them to do better work, to work harder, to work longer hours. And during the Industrial Revolution, the working conditions were
fantastic.
The most ideal.
Very relaxed, cushy.
So in the sense of punishments, I mean, you didn't have child labor laws, so you had varying age groups of folks working in these plants. And the punishments went beyond physical abuse in a lot of cases.
You're not leaving.
Yeah, so they would physically abuse folks to get them back on the right path, to the good path, to being productive. But you know, they destitute.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that was a great way to start the call. Yeah. It was a good motivator for the day.
Greatest Generation.
And then we contrasted him with a guy by the name of Andrew Dese, who is
more modern.
Yeah, more modern. He's alive today. So he's up in Rochester. And his idea is that human beings intrinsically have this desire to be better, to do good work. But we don't need this like characteristic type mentality to do good work. And his idea is that we really need three things. We need autonomy. Mm-hmm. To make our own choices. We need to have the sense of belonging in your community. Like, we want to be around other people in various levels. And then what we're looking for astronauts, we want to get good at stuff. And those are the things that he kind of begs. It's good at some theory to the positive. And then the rest of the thought really goes into, like, now you understand people and kind of what motivates us. Let's talk about the types of folks. So we went into a basic quadrant where you have folks you classify as like a perfectionist, attention getters, attention seekers, and then like the type A type personalities. And then how do you really deal with each of those categories? And then, you know, we wanted to talk about more tactical approaches on how to actually have a day-to-day conversation with folks to show that you're actually listening to what they're saying. Like, you're not just waiting for them to stop talking so you can say something. But you're actually listening and trying to engage in that conversation. How to really try and uncover the motivations behind what they're doing and what they're saying. Because people typically have kind of a couple levels, or maybe a few levels, where there's what you can see. So they're the behaviors, their actions, what they say. And then there are the things that you can't see that you have to dig into that are around their motivations and their feelings. I was in a conference in Tromsø in Norway, and there was a Russian guy that came down to the conference, and he basically said that there are two types of people. You have peaches and you have coconuts.
Peaches and coconuts, okay.
So the coconuts have this hard exterior shell, and it takes a lot of work to get past the shell into the nice milky center of the coconut. So on the surface, they appear hard, difficult, whatever.
Yeah.
But once you get past that, they're just the greatest people. And then the peaches, they have this like fuzzy, soft exterior. Like, they appear like they're easy to work with, but on the inside, they're hard. Just hard as a rock. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. That's
peaches and coconuts.
Yeah, that's a pretty good, accurate mm-hmm. assessment, I would think.
I'm a peach.
You're a peach?
Totally a peach.
I think I might go coconut.
I'm a peach nut.
I think you'd be a banana.
No, I don't know. What would a banana be?
I don't know, but it just it seems right to me.
I do love bananas, but I prefer to not be the mainstream banana. I like to be
like a plantain.
Well, that's not a banana, that's a plantain.
It's a plantain. Well, it's kind of like a banana.
I think it's might be in the same family, but it's not
a
banana. Kind of, you're gonna be a green
it's
banana.
Like a potato in a banana skin.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe avocado.
No, banana.
He said I could be avocado.
I'm saying you're a banana.
Like, bananas and avocados are kind of the same, where like you buy them and they're not ready to eat. And then like a day later, they're rotten.
What is that? What are you trying to tell me? Assessment.
Wow.
So what is the value that people are going to get from this conversation?
Yeah, the hope.
It's obvious, Frederick. They're gonna learn. I know. Geez,
they need to know if they're a banana or a peach. Yeah.
Well, not only just on the surface of how to communicate with people and these different kind of personality types, but what are the actionable, I guess, takeaways that I could use? Like, I learned X, Y, and Z. If you could share that with us,
there are two things that I think hopefully folks got away from that that presentation. One is understanding that people are difficult and they're hard to deal with sometimes. They're a little insatiable on some of their needs. And giving them some practical techniques to try and get past that hard exterior to understand what's going on. What are the motivations and their feelings? And then the second part of that is sometimes you're that person.
Yeah.
How do you deal with yourself? How do you maintain emotional sanity? And wrapping up the presentation, we went into some of the teachings of Marcus Aurelius, the Roman.
Oh, okay.
That came from some of his meditations. Some of the things he wrote down in his journal when he was alive a long, long time ago. Essentially that there are things that make us unhappy, and we let them make us unhappy. And in most cases, it's other people that we let make us unhappy. So some techniques that we can use for ourselves is essentially taking all this noise that we face day to day and trying to divide that into a few different buckets. A bucket that we have no control over, a bucket that we have partial control over, and then a bucket we have full control over. And to focus on that one bucket, because the other stuff is just noise. We can't really do anything to really affect those. But when it comes to things we have full control over, that's where we can have the most benefit and drive the most. All your techniques to understand how can we influence others. Like, you can't make people do things, really. But you can try and influence them to get better, to be better, to do better things, to be more effective on projects. But if they want to be ineffective, they'll be ineffective. And you can't really control that. You can just influence it marginally depending on the person.
Yeah, sure. And see how you could get them to maybe align with the same goals, if you will. So why did you feel the need to come up with this talk? What was the spark?
It's my life. So I'm a managing consultant over at EY. Previously worked with Rachel at Cardinal, who is on here not too long ago.
And
we deal with people every single day, whether it's clients, stakeholders, C-level execs, team members on projects, salespeople. The thing that makes us effective in what we do as consultants is really the people. I can go into pitches all day. I can do proposals day in and day out, but understanding how to work with and influence other people and how to take those difficult conversations and try to be more effective in how we communicate is something that I've been doing or having to do every day, all day,
for the last handful of years. Yeah, definitely. For sure.
Do you try to convert people more into your realm of fruit? Or
they just slap stickers that you slap on people.
Who do you find the hardest to work with? Being a self-described peach.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Sitting with a coconut and a banana.
Yeah.
How do you find getting along with other peaches, and how do you find getting along with other bananas? And when I say getting along, I mean more the terms of working with.
Yeah. So because I'm soft and fuzzy on the outside.
But just don't get too close.
Exactly. So in working relationships, there's never really that closeness that needs to happen in some cases. But the way that I found best work with other people is really understanding that I can't make you do something you're not going to want to do. You're going to do what you want to do because you're in full control of you. I can try and influence that to a certain degree. But I can't make you do anything. So the whole point, I think, is trying to make sure that as we're having conversations and disagreements, we're managing those conversations effectively. I'm not making you feel like I don't care about your opinion and your thoughts and your feelings, but I'm really trying to do something together with you. And together we want there to be success. We may have different opinions on how we get to that point, and that's okay. And it'll come to be like that, that you can share your thoughts and opinions, your disagreements, and I can kind of do the same thing. That drives us forward a little bit easier than just infighting the entire time.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the hope.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, when you talked about the buckets, I totally was picturing buckets of fruit.
Well, it's kind of applicable to the conversation.
And we would make a really great smoothie, just going to say, peach,
I just had
banana,
one. It was great.
Yeah.
It had bananas in it.
Where'd you get it?
Downstairs.
Oh, there's a little thing downstairs?
It was like an Einstein bagels or something like that.
All right, we're going to
it was in a bottle, but it was okay.
Yeah, it's still pretty good.
Yeah.
So you're back in Florida. Are you coming? Where are you going next?
Apparently, you are on world tour.
Yeah, yeah. World.
Where are we going to be talking to you next? Yeah.
If you got to converge, I'll be a converge.
We are.
You know, if you get five times, you got to show five times, you get a
five times
robe.
Jacket.
All right, I'm down. As long as it has like symbol on there.
It does. Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe like a Thundercatsy type sword with a T in the middle.
Sure, it can have that. Like instead of the I Odin's, it's our logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it. So I'll be at Converge. I'll be talking about View again.
Oh, sweet.
Okay. Les asked me to change it.
Yeah.
And then I'll be up in Toronto for Web Unleashed later on this year.
And we'll be there too.
All right. Good deal.
We haven't announced that yet, but we're going to be there. We're just following.
That's right.
Yeah.
Totally okay.
World tour.
Yeah, we're haunting you as you travel around. That's how we determine what conferences we go to.
Troy, where I go. Yes, yeah. Totally fine.
Yeah.
Start tossing peaches, everybody.
Yeah.
There's a peach for you. A peach for you.
Is that what you did? Like the coconuts must have hurt.
The coconuts are a liability. The peaches are a little bit easier to deal with.
Uh huh. On the outside.
Yeah. On the outside.
Bananas.
So, what would you like to tell people that might not, obviously not everybody's had a chance to hear your talk. What are some of the things that you would really want people to know about your talk and some kind of takeaway or whatnot?
I think that the end is essentially one day we're all going to die.
That's true. I heard about that.
We are all going to die eventually.
Yeah. Sounds like a rumor.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any sense to spend a bunch of time working yourself up in knots around things that you can't control. And instead, spend your time focusing on things that are valuable and beneficial to you and your teams and your project teams. Instead of worrying about all this trivial stuff that just makes us feel not so good on the inside.
So just more try to let things go, enjoy the time we have, and just get some work done and enjoy
company. Get some work done, enjoy the people you're working with, because one day you're going to die.
Yeah, so even if you are a peach and you work with a coconut or, for some reason, a banana, I'm sorry if you do, just get along and all be fruit together.
And eat your fruit.
Eat your
Don't
fruit.
Don't fight it.
That's weird, but I think you get it. All right, well, great. Hey, great man, thank you so much.
Again. Good to see you again. I'll see you again in like a month or two.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And we'll be here all day.
We'll be here all day. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it. Thanks again for listening to another episode of The Thunder Nerds. Please follow us on Twitter at ThunderNerdsHo, on Facebook at facebook.com/ThunderNerds. Go to thundernerds.io for our website and find links to our YouTube channel and Instagram from there. Please send us any ideas or comments to connect@thundernerds.io. And if you would like to support the show, go to patreon.com/ThunderNerds or send us an email if you'd like to sponsor the show. Lastly, please remember to go to iTunes to give us a like or review. We honestly and sincerely appreciate it.
I like romance novels. They have happy endings.
I should have known the Territor didn't mean us any harm when the Sword of Omens didn't obey me. And anyway, it was just plain stupid to assume it might be bad. Just what the fuck am I talking about?